Poso Mauni Weuk, as discussed in our class last night. These are the vowels, short vowels, long vowels, and diphthongs, also the glottal stop, which is a unique sound to our language. This will be a separate recording, and also obviously is being posted on the Tribal Language and Culture webpage. We'll start with our short vowels. The short A makes the sound of uh, as in but. The short E makes the sound of eh, as in bit, bit, eh. The short I makes the sound of eh, as in bet, eh. The short O makes the light sound of O in boat, O, boat. The short U makes the sound of oo in put, put. The short AE makes the light sound as in ah, cat, ah, cat. Long vowels, which are stressed vowels. Long vowels will have a mark over them to emphasize they need to be a stressed sound in our language. Long vowels, starting with the long A, makes the sound of ah, as in father, ah. The long E makes the sound of the AI in wait, a, a. The long I makes the sound of the double E in C, E. The long O makes the sound of the O in wrote, O. The long U makes the sound of U in flute, oo. The long AE makes a heavier distinctive A sound, as in sat and fat. In our language, we have two unique vowel connections which are called diphthongs. We have the UA, which makes the sound of ua, and we have the IA, which makes the sound of ia, ua and ia. Also unique to our language is a glottal stop. The Q makes a distinctive sound that derives from the middle of one's throat, almost like stopping at the T in hut, hurt, or hike, but replace the T with a Q. As in our first lesson, or some very good examples, such as hane nap, init ka nuano, asa chikanatik. Now, of course, those vowels, those sounds, that consonant, that Q glottal stop, is not emphasized forcibly. Ane nap, init ka nuano, asa chikanatik. The sound is there, but try not to over force it as if you're coughing something up. Be sure and review these sounds. Also look at the handout that's going to be posted with them as well.